threaten anybody.
Yeah.
But to make it very point, now look, you don't have any education. Let's go back to school and learn how to do something.
Yeah.
So maybe if the kids grow up, you'll at least be able to become employable yourself, you know, and you won't be on assistance rolls all your life. Then the real advantage is the fact that if mother at least has a high school education, she can be such a big help to the children, just in, you know, their basic training as such. So I feel many times that it helps along these lines. Now, another big problem we have evening classes, and whenever we refer somebody for educational training, even in a basic literacy program or, say, in the high school training area, we are allowed now to supplement their income just a little bit as an incentive for them to go. Then we can put their car fare in if they got to have it. But then the mother has to be out until 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
so there's an area of time that children are alone.
It's too bad you don't have a staff that can, you know, could, you know, move in. That's one I think Ms. Cordy says is the staff can move in and take care of the kids and
stuff.
You know, I thought it seemed to me that this whole problem that it was working, as it was working out, that it was that it might lead to something like the Grapes of Wrath, where you start, you know, you start, you won't let people come into the state unless they've got you know, the wherewithal.
That's right.
And I guess this is as opposed to our you know, interstate laws, I guess. But
opposed to interstate laws.
Yeah.
So I said, plus I don't see.
No, but it makes you. It just is. Just wonder why, you know, it isn't better, you know, why they talk about too much money for this welfare. I think I think they could use a lot more and a lot more people.
Oh, yeah, so. Goodness gracious, there's no question about it, because no matter what anybody says, and I've talked to many mothers, and we are supposed to go out and advise them about how to make these budgets stretch and quit buying cornflakes and buy some oatmeal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Quit buying whole milk or quit taking your milk from a delivery man. Go to the store and buy it or do this or do that. And it's a very difficult thing to
do. They're duped because I know they're not, and some of them are victims and they know it. I interviewed a woman the other day. She was paying $125 in a crummy and she was not stupid, but she was in this bind, and Mrs. Porter is trying to get her out into Hyde Park, but I mean she's got they're raising the rent because there are too many children. They want to raise the rent to 150 because there are certain, I don't know, it really is fantastic.
Yeah, it is absolutely fantastic, and it's a very, it's a rough problem, and actually when you look at it on the other side, you can't expect a landlord to go along too much when his taxes are going up.
Yeah.
He's got his individual expenses to meet.
That's understandable, but on the other hand, just because there are more people living there, and if they're not doing any damage to the property, what's the difference?
Why just
try to...
Just this idea of gouging. Now, you know, there's some areas on the south side, especially over here, that I have been acquainted with myself. See, many people come into this agency, and public assistance as such is new to them.
Yeah.
But I have lived all over Chicago in the last 18 and 19 years, and I have lived in close proximity with people that have found it necessary to come to public aid, you know. And I have seen the situation firsthand, have lived in and around it for a long time. And I have a very clear picture about what it's like. And although we are always coming up with someone who's doing just a little something they shouldn't be doing or cheating a little bit, it's a very difficult thing not to.
Sure.
It honestly is.
A little cheating is one thing, but these people who are living in respectability and cleaning up off these
this is a crime. There's no question about that. This is a crime.
The lowest order, I guess.
Yeah, and this is the one thing that I think we should strive the hardest to weed out, and I'm sure the agency feels the same way about this. I mean, we have a moral responsibility to do this.
Yeah.
This
is
it completely, because I think we would get in more trouble where excess assistance is concerned, and we would if we didn't get the money out there in time to them, because there are private agencies that we utilize from time to time. There's, say, the Salvation Army, even, that'll give them a little food for 2 or 3 days until we can get things set up, because we do have certain standards that must be met, and no matter how hungry a person happens to be at the time, you got to prove that you need this, and your residence and several other things become involved. So the policy as such is clearly spelled out.
Yeah. Well, that's